Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross. This episode is called The First Rule of Money. The First Rule of Money. Okay, so if you're wondering what you should do to get your money in order, then this is the first step. This is the first step to really getting control of your money. It's not that complicated, thankfully, and you can do it straight away. And I know that it's what really helped me when I was younger to get ahead. No matter what I was doing, I was always doing this. And I know that a lot of billionaires do the same thing or did the same thing to get ahead. So this is the right path. I did a reel on my Facebook the other day, and I think it got 1.4 million. No, that was a different one. It got, I think, about 500,000 views. So it's a very popular topic. A little bit of controversy in there. So if you go and read the comments, you can experience that and explore down what people are saying. But I talk about the first rule of money being all that you earn, as soon as the money hits your bank account, pay yourself first before you pay anyone else. So pay yourself 10% first before you pay the bills, before you pay rent, before you pay the government, before you pay whatever it might be, okay? You've got to pay yourself first. And it's just 10%. Why 10%? Now, it can be a lot more, obviously, as you get going and you earn a lot more money. But 10% is a great starting point. Here's why. You won't really see any differences in your lifestyle, changes in your lifestyle, if you live off 90% of your income versus 100% of your income. That's why. And so it's a small change. And if you're just paying yourself 10%, so if I'm getting paid, let's say I get paid for the week $1,200, okay, in my bank account. That if you're a PAYG job, like if you work in a job, then the tax is already taken out of your salary. So it's $1,200 net. So you've already paid the government, right? So you don't need to worry about them. So let's say you got $1,200 coming into your bank account for the week. And let's say 10% of that is $120, okay? So take $120, okay, and set it aside into a separate account. And that's yours. And you do that first. You don't do it last. The difference between people who are broke and people who are rich, they actually save or invest first and then they spend the rest. Whereas, wait a second. Whoa. People who are, let me just explain that again. People who are broke, okay, they spend first and save what's left. And those who are rich, they invest and save first and spend what's left. Does that make sense? I think I was on the right path. I just wooed myself up there because I thought I confused myself. But does that make sense? So if you're saving for yourself first and investing first and spending what's left, that's the way to go. And flipping heck, very few people do this. I couldn't believe, like, I mentor a lot of people and I teach a lot of people about money. I'm always putting out content, talking to people every day. And I see what comes up. And I thought that people had this down pat, and I made an assumption, and it was a wrong assumption. And the reason why your money's got control of you and you don't have control of your money is you're not following the first rule of money. That's why. And it's so simple, yet so misunderstood and not done because people don't understand. Like, oh, I'll just spend this and whatever's left over, that's my savings, that's my investments. No, you'll spend it all. You'll find a place for it. It'll get spent. It'll walk away from you. If you don't give your money a home and a job, it's gone. It'll find one elsewhere. So as soon as that money hits your account, 10%, okay, into a separate account. Now, if you've got any micro investing set up, you can put it into your micro investment app. If you've got any shares you can invest into in small amounts, do that. But if not, put it into a separate account, a savings account, a progress saver of some sort, right? You've got to be paying yourself first. Now, what's that money for? It's for investing. If you're wanting to save for a house, that's your deposit money. If you're wanting to buy shares, that's your seed money to go and buy shares. It's not to go and buy a holiday or a car, but you've got to pay yourself first. Now, if you're saving for something for that particular reason, it still works, okay? And same with your credit cards and so forth. Your first 10%, right? It's yours to keep. And if you follow that, you will get so far ahead. It's just getting into the habit of doing that. Because if you don't do that now with small money, by the time you make more money later, you're not going to do it then. It's all about setting habits now and doing what's required now so that when you do make the big money, it's already habitual, it's already in place, you're already getting used to it. And I think that's really what I've done if I look back my late teens when I started reading about money and so on. And as soon as my first paycheck would come in, I would set aside 10% minimum. I was doing a lot more because I was, you know, single, no kids, stuff like that. But you know, you want to do as much as you can, but without going overboard so you rob yourself. You don't want to rob yourself. You don't want to put the 10% away or 20% away consistently and then have to take it out. So you want to set it aside 10% so you don't see the differences in your changes in your lifestyle and then put it into investments. All right, that's how it works. That's the first rule of money. Now, what created the controversy on my Reels post was that a lot of Christians, and this is out of the Old Testament, okay? And I'm a Christian, so this is, I understand this. In the Old Testament, it talks about tithing. So your first 10% goes to God, okay? Church. But there's a lot of people out there that don't practice Christianity, that aren't, you know, that don't follow any particular spiritual faith or religion, right? So if you're a Christian, great, tithe, awesome, it's fine. Tithing is a biblical principle, so paying yourself 10% first also works, okay? So if you tithe first and pay the church or pay God, whoever it is, that, or whatever religion you are, and you tithe, great, do that, then pay yourself 10%, okay? I'm not subjugating that. I'm just suggesting that people, to get ahead financially, like if you can't pay yourself 10%, you're not going to be able to pay anyone else 10%. It's just such a simple money rule that very few people practice. And then I had a lot of people on the reel talking about, well, if I did that, then where am I going to sleep? And blah, 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 and all the excuses and all the victimhood comes out. Here's the reality. Like, and there's people that really do have it tough. You know, they've got either got lots of kids who are, you know, quite young. They got single mom, you know, like doing their best. There's also a lot of support networks in a lot of governments like Australia and the USA. There's a lot of welfare support. It's not like they're just left on the street. So if you're at that point where you feel like there's nothing left, just try this, because if you pay yourself first, I think you'll figure out ways to pay the bills and to pay everyone else after. You will. But you won't figure it out if you do it the other way. You'll never figure it out. So why wouldn't you want to pay yourself first? See what happens. Test it out, right? Put it to the test and see. Because I think what will happen is if you don't feel like you're earning enough money, like far out, like if I'm earning $800 a week, I'm going to put 80 away, right? Or $500 a week, I'm going to put 50 away. You can still live off the rest. Like, it's not going to change your life that much, that extra 50 or that extra 80. It's really not. You're going to find ingenious ways to start saving money better because you're paying yourself first. So I'm not going to buy those excuses. It's just not going to happen. Like, everybody, you know, like, at, you know, in every situation, 10% is doable, okay? So if that annoys you and triggers you, great, because I'm here to serve you and not just pander and, you know, just tell you what you want to hear. I'll tell you what you need to hear. If you do want to get your money in control and you listen to this podcast or you watch any of my content and you want to be serious about it and you're not going to whinge and whine and blame everyone else, then 10% aside is yours, okay? You are worthy of that. Otherwise, what the flipping heck are you doing on earth here? What, you're born to pay bills for the rest of your life? Kidding me? Come on, life's an adventure. It's fun and exciting. And you're going to make it that way with your attitude. So start by paying yourself first. And I know you'll get your money in order so quick. You'll realize, holy crap, like I'm building up this nest egg here. This is awesome. I'm getting control. I'm feeling more at peace. I'm winning the money game. All right. So that's it for this episode. That's the first rule of money. 10% is yours. Spend the rest. Got that? Makes sense? Awesome. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. Follow me on Instagram and go to my profile. Click the link. You can access my books, our YouTube channel, my Telegram channel, which is free money tips in there every single day. Go join it. And of course, hey, thanks to everyone who shouts this out in their stories. Thank you for the 5-star reviews on Spotify. And I look forward to talking with you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.